Good day, all. Today's secret message is, I would rather die of passion than of boredom. We're on the flip side, Brissa. Flip side of the sandwich board, on which we contain all of the quotes, on which we write all of the quotes that eventually make it onto secret messages.
That's both sides.
Both sides.
Both sides.
What did I say?
You said the flip side.
This is the flip side.
Yes.
We already did the other side.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
So this is side B. This is a B-side quote. Mm-hmm. B-side quote, I go FM voice.
Smooth jazz.
The sweet soul sounds. WKRP reference. I'd rather die of passion than of boredom. So why are we dying? I guess we're all going to die.
Of passion, yeah.
Of passion.
We should of passion. Van Gogh says so.
This was Vincent Van Gogh?
Van Gogh.
Was he really passionate, though?
I would say so. I mean, yes.
Go on.
His ear.
His ear?
His ear would attest to his passion. Although, actually, I think that was more due to
I think it was mercury illness. Poisoning, wasn't it?
Yes.
Or some, I don't know. I'm joking. I don't know if it was mercury poisoning. Lead poisoning?
Something.
Everybody went crazy back in the day because all the toxicity. And some people were actually right and they were just told they were crazy and then they went crazy because of that.
Yeah.
Like, who's the dude who washed his hands? He said that surgeons should wash their hands.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't remember his name.
I don't either, but I know who you're
talking
about.
They put him in
an
asylum.
Yeah.
There's like, dude, be crazy.
He's obsessed.
And then they're like, oh, he was right.
Meanwhile, Typhoid Mary, just hanging out.
They're like, why? Because mothers were dying during childbirth. They were more likely to die if they were examined by the doctor.
Oh, wow.
Like they were dying like 90% of the time because they were going straight from autopsies into examining the mother.
Oh,
delivering
wow.
the baby without washing their hands. So he was like, hey, maybe if I wash my, and then they stopped dying when he washed his hands. So he came up with this theory of germs. And voila.
How right he was. See, yeah. And that passion led to, okay, that's not actually a nice thing.
I completely lost where we were going. I don't know how we got there.
Maybe we shouldn't advertise insane asylums being due to passions. Although better than boredom.
Okay, I remember now how we got there. Yeah.
I like this one because I more interpret it as, like you said, everyone's going to die. I'd much rather it be due to fulfilling what I wanted, doing what I loved, and being extremely happy and content than sitting there like, wow, what did I do? I was so bored. How did I use my time? You know?
Yeah, it's, you know, standing up for what you actually believe, which I think that's really what passion is that it's not like energy, craziness. It's more just like staying true to what you truly are and what you believe. And, you know, if you have to, you know, speak out about it. I think a lot of damage happens in the world because people just don't say what they're thinking, whether it be because of racism or because of, you know, whatever it is in politics. People are sort of going with the flow and then looking around going, oh, is this right? Because they're not in touch with what their actual
beliefs
are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where passion is. Passion is that solid earth inside of you where you go, this is where it stops. This is where I stand. You know,
I think personally, passion is the courage inside of you to live the life that you want to live, how you want to live it, being the person you want to be. That's passion. Because then it extends to everything. It's who you are. But not many people have the ability to live with passion this day and age anymore.
Well, I don't think they usually know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, people will be like, they'll go to like a movie or something or a concert, and they'll be like, oh, and they'll read the reviews because they still don't know whether it was a good concert. It's like, why do you have to read a review? You were there. But people aren't in touch with what they're actually passionate about. They're looking at other people to find what they're passionate about, what their passion is. And you know,
I also find that people always associate passion with the arts. You know, like, oh, he has so much passion in his paintings, or passion was put into that performance. And I think they're associating talent and skill with the passion that they had to be the person that did all that. Does that make sense? Like, the passion is the overall person. They're giving forth that talent that they put the passion into. People don't realize, you know, you can have passion just waking up and going to school every day. That's passionate. You're fighting for your degree, or you're doing what you need to do, or it's not always something that's like an artistic or something that has to be viewed upon. It's like who you are. To me anyway, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can be passionate, you know, you can show passion in art.
Of course,
and that's when people, you know, but I think a lot of the time when we talk about passionate people, we talk about, it's usually people who are speaking, you know, maybe a politician or a, you know, public speaker.
Yeah, that too.
People who are not an influencer in the, you know, crappy Instagram way. But I mean, people who are actually are brilliant and influencing for the right reasons, they're going to be passionate. Right. And if you think of like a Malcolm X or Martin Luther King Jr. or lots of people.
Yeah.
When they're speaking, you're going to see passion. You're going to see a complete. What's the word I'm looking for? They're completely committed to it. Mm-hmm. And it's not because they're trying. It's because they have no choice. They desperately have to completely dive in. They have chosen to dive in, and it's not always an easy thing to do.
I don't think passion is easy.
I think with art, you know, it is one of those things where if you are, it is an important thing. I think art is extremely important. And I think in a way your life is an art, you know, like Patrick, one of my mentors, he would say, you know, I'm an artist. He's like, business is my art. I create businesses. I'm an artist, you know, and I've heard other people like the shop owner two doors down. She said that too. She's like, I'm an artist. She's like, I'm flying to Paris because I'm going to go look for products to put in my store. I'm an artist. I don't know if she still does that. Probably not. But I mean, like 15 years ago, this is the sort of stuff she would say to me. And I was like, wow, that's kind of neat.
I agree with it.
I really doubt you're making that much money at this. Maybe you are, but I'm but this is like the way she chose to do it. And I admire that sort of passion about it, you know, and why would you do that? Or you could sit at home and be like, oh, I'm going to look through this catalog and do the same boring crap that everybody does. Or I'm just going to go with the flow. Why would you do that? Because that is going to be boring. If you're bored, then you're boring. You got to go out and do something that you're passionate about.
Chase your passion.
I mean, I could just write, we could just write these quotes down. Oh, that's cute. And then write it down and read it once in a while. But no, we chose to put in a sandwich board. And then we see people walking by and they keep walking in and talking about it. And we're like, let's make a podcast so that all these people can just listen to us talk about it, because we would have interesting conversations about it. But this is just a little bit less boring than talking about it once, because now, you know, some more people can listen to it.
You're welcome.
On Spotify or, you know, on Apple. I would plug it, but I actually don't know where it's playing. It's playing everywhere. It's on everything. But wherever you're listening to this, it's like this goes out to everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, we can go back and listen to it, and it's kind of funny. It's entertaining.
I think we laugh the most.
I think, yeah. Yeah. And I think the rules about not editing, I think they're very important. Because to be honest, I would not do this if I had to go back and edit things or play with it. Or the fact that we could just make this on the fly, I think, is something I'm very passionate
about. I was going to say, you not editing is something you're very passionate about.
It's a rule.
I don't agree with it, but I respect it.
Well, no, because then I'd have to be a good editor. And it's like, you know, I don't have, why would I have rules? It's like, you know, this could be 10 minutes. This could be 5 minutes. This could be a half hour. This could be an hour. This could go on for a week. Actually, we have a half hour limit before I have to stop and actually press the record button again. But we could go on for as long as we want.
We're gracing
you. As long as our passion keeps it going. But I think there is a kind of a misconception about passion as being something like, you think, oh, somebody's very passionate, that if they're angry, they're passionate. I think it's often referred to like that. Like, oh, he's very passionate about it. It's like, well, no, he's just angry. Mm-hmm. And I guess when you get to that point, that solid point where you stand, you know, somebody might get angry about it. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, it shouldn't be something that you have to muster up, like, oh, I want, like, you know, you have to, if you're, you know, you shouldn't have to create energy to do something, like motivate yourself to do something that you're passionate about. It should be the source of the energy. Mm. And I think that's when you know that it's something passionate, that you're passionate about. It's like, you have to do it. It's like a truck that's pushing you slowly, not running you over. Pushing you, you know, so that it
gently
pushing you,
towing you,
so that, you know, that's, it's like you have no choice but to keep going. Mm-hmm. It's like that there's, you know, you oftentimes it'll be a hobby. If you're like, I'm not being paid to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway, or I'm paying to do this, then it's probably something you're passionate about.
Thank goodness I get both.
I know.
Wink.
Wink. What? Am I paying you right now?
Yes. No, but I like that. I like this quote because there's so many days that I sit at home and I'm like, I'm bored. And then I think, why am I bored? What am I not doing that I could be doing? And then it just opens my eyes to, I'm choosing to be bored. I'm choosing to sit here and be unsatisfied when I have so many things at my fingertips.
How could anybody possibly be bored?
I know, right? I choose it.
I have the opposite problem because I'm like, oh, I could play music. Oh, I want to do this. Or I want to write a book. Or which book? Like, how many books am I writing? And then my problem is I'm doing too many things and I got to stop some of them so that I can actually finish something. Which is why I don't edit this. How could you be bored? Like, I hear people like, oh, I'm not working. I'm like, how are you bored?
I get bored because when I have a lot of options in front of me, I get overwhelmed and I can't choose one.
Yeah.
And I sit there trying to map out which one I should go for and listing all these reasons, pros and cons and arguments. And then I'm like, I just wasted so much time sitting here being bored.
That's not a waste.
Pulled a thing out of a hat.
Contemplating is part of it.
Oh, I contemplate too much.
And while you're doing one thing, you can contemplate the others. And a lot of them mesh together.
That would be smart, yes.
A lot of them mesh together, right? Like you, while you're recovering from your day of doing, you know, office work or whatever it is you do, and then you're like, well, now I'm going to play hockey, or I'm going to exercise, I'm going to do whatever that. Or you might play music, or you might paint, or you might, whatever you do. It's like, well, do it all, mix it up. You can be passionate about a lot of things, I think. But the metaphor I use for passion is, you know, it's not like the, you know, we often think of passion as like a storm that's like causing, like that makes a flag flap in the wind, right? That's not what passion is, because the storm ends. It always ends. unless you're on Jupiter.
Specific?
Back to the flagpole. The storm always ends, but passion's more like the ground that your flag's planted in.
Mm.
That's what passion's like. There's energy around it, mm-hmm. but that doesn't act, that's unshakable.
Yeah. The soil is the passion.
So like what's really unshakable?
Our podcast.
We are unshakable.
Good thing we're never bored here.
We're amazing.
We are amazing.
We're amazing. Okay, bye. Bye.
Bye.